consider approval of an appeal of the decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission to deny a variance request for placement of a structure within the required 5-foot side setback at 604 Rivera Court, Zone PUD, Plan Unit Development, applicant Chris Hamel. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. At the November 5th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the Planning Department presented the appellant's request for a variance from the 5-foot required side setback at 604 Riviera Court. The appellant stated in his variance application that he wanted to place a storage structure within his side setback at his property. The appellant, at the time of the November Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, had already installed the structure, doing so without a building permit and without an approved variance from the commission. The city's building official was informed of the construction of this building and visited the property on September 27, 2018. The building official observed that the storage building was in the process of being constructed. However, there was no contractor present and the appellant was not at home. The building official posted a stop work red tag on the structure and left his card to have the occupant give him a call or get in touch with him. The appellant came into the planning office to speak with the building official on September 28, 2018, and the building official informed the appellant of his need to have a building permit and a variance in place in order to continue with the project and asked him to stop work on the project moving forward. The appellant stated that he understood the information that was provided him on that day. However, the building official later that afternoon was informed that the construction had began again on the structure, and when he visited that afternoon at 5 p.m., he noticed that the structure had been finished out, at least the outside had been finished out, meaning that the appellant had worked through the red tag stop work and continued construction without a permit and without a variance. The appellant then put in his application to have a variance approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they considered this request at the November 5th, 2018 meeting. The commission was informed of the actions of the appellant, and also neighbors in the neighborhood came forward to speak against approval of the variance. Neighbors in the neighborhood came forward to speak in favor of the appellant and for approval of the variance. However, the Planning and Zoning Commission voted to deny the appellant his variance request, meaning that he would have to remove the structure or move it. The appellant then let the Planning Department know that he won't wish to appeal that decision to the City Council, which is his right. It stated that he feels that the Planning and Zoning Commission acted arbitrarily in that they had already made their decision before they considered his side of the story, and that's what he presented to my office, and now I bring it before you to consider his appeal.
Question from the council. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is Mr. Hamel here?
Than the 5-foot setback. I'm not sure if you received those or not.
Thanks.
Yes, he is accurate in the fact of me continuing construction. I did do that based on safety. There was one neighbor that was opposed to the construction, and there was no other opposition. I did probably need to get a building permit beginning, but this building is a total of 126 square feet. Later I found out that 120 and less do not require a permit. The building is on a slab that was already there. There was not a slab that was constructed, nor does the building have any electrical or plumbing inside. So with that in mind, I did not think I needed a permit. I also had spoken to the neighbor who contested this prior, and we were